You're listening to the Jason Greger Show, presented by PlayAlberta.ca. If you gamble, use your game sense. Visit GameSenseAB.ca to find out more. Pal, how
stronger. I'll arm wrestle him right now. Let's arm wrestle.
All right. I don't know if I have the strength in me anymore.
Neither do I. I talk a big game.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
Hey, Hal, always good to talk to you. As a guy who is a very good penalty killer for a long time, if let's say you're heading into a coach's meeting, and you're looking at the Oilers' power play, and it's been the same guys on it for a few years now, and it's obviously been the best power play in the NHL, but it's off to a ridiculous start at 46.1%. Outside of the hey, don't take any penalties, have you noticed any way that's to defend their power play? Like, what can you do to try to get them out of sync or a little bit out of their comfort zone?
Well, the hard part is, I think that the second one of them tries to beat you one-on-one, you know, you talk about McDavid, and he can beat guys one-on-one. And as soon as he tries to beat someone, everything collapses and everyone disappears. You know, you got your weak side winger says, oh, he needs help, and he comes over and helps out. You know, at some point you have to trust your teammates. And I think, you know, it's like the old days, you know, you go against Lemieux and Jagr, and it's like, okay, which one are you going to pick to try to shut down? It's tough when you have guys like Dreisaitl and McDavid. You got to pick one, and for the most part, trust your teammate, and that's hard to do because, you know, they're pretty good. And so once they get moving, though, I haven't watched this team play in a while, and so I've seen highlights and I've watched a little bit here in spurts, but it's always the movement. You know, there's so much movement and they're so in sync and they collapse and expand and then you get out of sync and then it's over. And so I don't know. It's a tough one. I think if I'm talking more importantly to my teammates rather than the coach, because the coach can't do it. The coach isn't out there trying to block a shot or do anything. You talk to your teammates and say, trust me on this. I'll get the one-on-one, and we'll try to get through this as best we can.
You know what is really challenging that I think is, and you'll see it tonight, is that what Connor McDavid does is he gets up on to the right of the goaltender, and he goes all the way up outside the blue line, and then they pass to him at the blue line, and now he starts attacking with speed. And you see it night in, night out. All of a sudden, the defenders are on roller skates because they're like, oh, my God, Connor McDavid's skating at me full speed. Like, that's a really tough play. And I know what? I give the credits to the Oilers because the problem is, like, that top forward can't skate all the way out there because now it opens up a huge hole. So, you know, you almost have to – it's almost like you're taking a charge, you know, from the Romans. You just got to stand in there, hold your ground, and hope he doesn't beat you because it's a really smart play. But I don't really know how you defend that without just kind of standing there and hope he doesn't embarrass you.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is you got to try to close your gap and get it when you can. You know, players like that, if they have too big of a gap, they're gonna chew it up and spit you out. So, it's almost indefensible. But I think as a penalty kill, you really have to rely on a guy not getting beat one on one. Square up, give the goalie a shot that he knows is going to handle instead of the back door. And try to keep it as contained as possible. And hey, I always said, you know, if I give a goalie a shot near side, you know, he's going to have to make the save. And sometimes that doesn't always work, but that's why you go back to staying out of the box.
Hal Gill joins us, an analyst for the Nashville Predators, and staying out of the box, obviously, easier said than done for some teams. And how the Preds got off to a slow start, but now they've reeled off four consecutive wins. They've only allowed seven goals in those four games. Obviously, UC Saros played well, but tell me about kind of what's changed. Was it just some early season rust from these guys? What have they changed? Because they've beaten Minnesota. You know, they've beaten four quality teams. It's not like they're feasting on Chicago or Arizona here. So what's gotten right for the Preds in their last four games?
Yeah, they like rising up to a challenge, I'll tell you that. They got some young guys in the lineup. You know, David Poile talked in the offseason about a competitive rebuild, and we're seeing it. We're seeing some young players, Tommy Novak, Philip Tomasino, they're young guys and they're trying to come in. Ellie Tolvanen is still trying to find his game. They're all good players, but they're just not, they're not clicking and humming along the way a veteran would. So we're trying to see what those guys are going to be all about. But I'll give the veterans a ton of credit. They've been good. They've been, you know, Duchesne got the game winner in overtime the other night, and Johansson had some success on the power play. Roman Josi has been awesome as expected. Matthias Ekholm has been great, and we expect him, if you talk about anyone that's going to play against McDavid, I think he's done well in the past. So I look to see him with that matchup. They've gotten two young defensemen, Dante Fabro and Alex Carrier, has been great. Both those guys have been good. Keep your eye on Carrier. He's legit. I mean, he had a great game against the Flames. He's mobile. He's aggressive. He's been a real bright spot. But it all comes back to Saros, and they don't get the big win last night if they don't have Saros. That first period with 20 shots on net, he was outrageous. He was fantastic, and he kept them in it. And then they rallied around him and found a way to win.
You know, for years, the calling card for the Preds was like, they're going to just attack you. They have speed. Not the biggest team, but they were on you all the time. It was just annoying. Like, you could never, it was like a rash. You could never get away from them. What do you think this team has to do this year to be, you know, what's their calling card? What are people going to say? This is what they're known for.
Yeah, and I gave you that whole spiel, and I didn't even talk about the most important line, because it's come to be expected that Colton Sissons, Yakov Trenin, and Tanner Janot, that line has been fantastic. They started off as a forecheck identity line, and the team kind of rallied around it and said, hey, okay, we're gonna play that way, that aggressive game, heavy on the forecheck, and they kind of built the team around that. But those guys were scoring goals. Tanner Janot had two goals against the Islanders. They're getting production out of working hard. So they're trying to get that old Preds of Glory days back, where they just, you know, Barry Trotz used to just get you to go and work for him. And that's what they've been doing. That's how they've had success early on here, from what they have had. It's been from hard work and blocking shots on the penalty kill and going out there and working hard on the power play to make something happen. And then five on five, it's about their forecheck. Defensive zone coverage has been a lot better. They've been good. It wasn't very good in Calgary, so I'm waiting to see how the start comes out tonight. But really, that forecheck and that mentality that we're going to be tough to play against has worked for them. And with a young team, they're trying to buy time before they get consistent scoring up and down the lineup. But that mentality seems to work.
Hal Gill joins us, analyst for the Nashville Predators. And Hal, when you look at matchups tonight, obviously Roman, is it going to be Roman Josi and Fabro up against McDavid? Is that kind of what the Preds want? They're going to give their best defenseman against the Oilers' best forward?
I think you'll see some of that, but I really think Ekholm and Carrier was all over Gaudreau. He was stifling him last night. It was actually fun to watch. I think you're going to see a lot of that matchup. You talk about how to play McDavid, and I feel like Ekholm has been really good at using his skating and taking away time and space early on. And I talked to him this morning. He knows he can't match the straight speed down the ice, but if you can kind of slow down McDavid beforehand, that's the best way to do it. You know, I always said playing against Ovechkin, if you could force him in the neutral zone, then he doesn't have a threat for a shot, and then he doesn't embarrass you. It's when you're afraid of the shot and you attack, and that's when he roasts you. So I think you're going to see a lot of Ekholm and Josi, both those guys battling. But I look to see that matchup with Ekholm and Carrier challenging McDavid.
So, you know, there's also Leon Draisaitl, and Leon is, you know, it's funny, you know, to have two guys that are, like, to be honest, like, you know, Jaromir and Mario are both big guys, you know, hold the puck, all that kind of stuff, and Connor and Leon are so different. You know, like at least when I watch them play, the way that they attack and they're different. So it'll be one of those four, I guess, obviously, or two of those four that are up against them. But when you look at Leon, you know, how would you approach him? You know, because he is a big, strong guy that it's funny, like he gets lost and all of a sudden the buck's on his backhand, he slides to someone, it's a wide open net.
I hate it. I hated guys like that, right? It's like, wait, where do you go? Where do you go? One timer, yeah. Back door. Whoa, there he is. That's him right there. Yeah. He gets lost in the shuffle, and it's, you know, I had a great time playing with Crosby and Malkin, and they were on separate lines, and you go, okay, how are we going to, you talk about matchups, well, you got to worry about the other one, you know, yeah. And then yeah. All of a sudden, you know, you think you got the game in hand, and then all of a sudden they come out on the same line, you go, oh boy, all right, fasten your seatbelt, this is going to be a ride, and it's tough. I think that's, goes to the depth that you have to have defensively. You need guys that can match up, you know, and that's a good part about having Ekholm and Josi. They can kind of balance that out and try to match up against those guys as best they can. But Draisaitl, I'm still trying to figure it out because he's big, he's strong, he can skate, but that's not his real MO, right? It's that he's slippery and he falls in through the cracks, and he knows how to hit a hole, and I feel like it's just timing, right? You think you have him covered, and then all of a sudden you look over and he's there, and he's got the puck on his stick, and he's shooting, and it's too late, and so that's another challenge that the Preds are going to have tonight. But you know, I always look forward to these games. You know, if you're shut down D and you can simplify your game. You don't have to do everything offensive. You can have a successful game just by shutting down those guys as best you can. So it's going to be a challenge, and I hope they're up for it. It should be fun.
One last one for you on Luke Cunning. You know, when he came over, he was a player that, you know, I think Nashville was hoping to get a little bit more offense out of. You know, he's got 2 points in 9 games, and points don't always reflect how a player's playing or not. How has Cunning looked? Do they need more from him? Is he snake-bitten? What's your thoughts on his play so far?
Yeah, it's a tough one. He works hard. I love the way he plays. He's physical. He's in on the forecheck. He's not a big guy that's going to run you over, but he's always there, right? He's always – I feel like he's a guy that's going to go in on the forecheck and – just hit you enough that he can get to the net and find a way to get free. And he's good with his stick in front. He got a goal and a nice deflection last night. And maybe that gets him going off the schneid because he was gripping it a little bit, I think. So maybe that turns around with that little bit of confidence boost. But he's playing the right way. Just maybe a step off. Maybe, you know, something isn't quite clicking. So it's there. It's not like he's playing poorly. He's just not getting points. And so, you know, they mix around the lines a little bit, and we'll see how it goes tonight. I think we're going to see some lineup changes with the back-to-back. So maybe some shuffling as far as matchups as well. But he's playing the right way. I do expect him to start coming around and getting rewarded for doing the right things.
Hal, always great to catch up with you, man. We really appreciate it. We'll see you at the rink.
Sounds good. Enjoy the game tonight, guys. Thanks for having me.